Hello, this is Kevin Doherty, your host for the Just Thinking podcast. I'm also the Chief Marketing Officer for NeuroPoints. I have a wonderful guest today. He's a longtime friend and someone with whom I had the good fortune to work several years ago. And we've just maintained a friendship through the years. And he brings so much great experience and wisdom to the table that I wanted him to have the opportunity to share that with you, to our listeners and viewers of this podcast. So without further ado, Aaron Paul, tell us who you are and what you do.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm Aaron Paul, not Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad. To disappoint our people who may have been tuning in to hear Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad. That's not me. I'm sorry. Okay.
All right.
Aaron Paul from Advanced Technologies Consultants with Meteor. I am the vice president of sales in our company. Been with ATC for 18 years.
Yeah.
And what we do is we sell skills. We provide skills. So we provide the learning systems, equipment and curriculum to educational facilities that train their students in the skills that are needed for the in-demand jobs that are in industry right now. So I've got a team that I work with, and I just really enjoy it. So.
I love it. I've had the good fortune to work with some of your teammates in the past too, and be part of some of your events and just get to know the awesome group of people that you've assembled. So you have a great team. So Aaron, you're in constant conversation with industry partners and what you do across the country. What are you hearing right now about the skills and habits for the modern workforce that they're urgently seeking?
Yeah, and what we're seeing and what industry is asking for, what's in demand right now is really an understanding around automation systems, manufacturing systems, and primarily the skill that they're looking for is not just an understanding, but really troubleshooting and being able to critically think and understand. If I know how the system works and I know how to troubleshoot it, then I'm valuable to the industry, because many of these systems, every minute that it's down costs them thousands, maybe even millions of dollars.
Right.
And so they need to be able to bring somebody in and say, this is broken, fix it, please. They may or may not say please.
Right.
And they may or may not stand, looking at their watch behind them while they're working. And so it's very important that they're able to, these technicians are able to troubleshoot the system and get it up and running as quickly as possible and as correctly as possible.
Sure.
That seems to be the skill that they're looking for.
So one of the ways that you support that is through serving career and technical education programs, right? So what are some ways in which you feel that CTE programs could more effectively equip and prepare their students for those skill sets that you just described?
So given that scenario, given the issue that industry is looking for these folks to troubleshoot these systems, I think one of the approaches that schools will often take is, okay, we need to set up our lab environment to look as similar to what they're going to see in industry as possible, which I think is great.
Right.
I think the thinking behind that makes sense, but it doesn't take long to think, well, but it's going to cost so many dollars to make this lab look like such and such an industry. Sure. But what about the other industry down the road that does something a little different?
Right.
And so I think what schools really should focus on, in my opinion, having that is great, and having this industrial application is a great capstone or a great lab. But really what's key is the foundation, the understanding the systems, understanding the troubleshooting of the systems, understanding how the greater system works. And I think the reason is because if I only learn on said system, I only learn on the environment that looks this way.
Right.
Really, I'm teaching my students, my technicians, mimicry. I'm teaching them, okay, when it looks like this,
right,
do this.
Right.
Well, what if it doesn't look like that? If I haven't taught them the troubleshooting and the foundation, then it's not transferable. And I really haven't done a great job of preparing those students for other industries, but also for the future.
Sure.
As things change, if I've just taught them on this way and this is the way we do things, then I'm not really preparing them for success in the future. So I really think that troubleshooting and understanding kind of the whole system from a foundational level is the best way to approach. Having that application, great. They should still have that. But if they have that without that foundation, I don't think it's, we're not preparing them well, in my opinion.
It's interesting to hear you say that because while you're speaking, I'm seeing pictures in my mind of CTE centers, some really amazing places where millions of dollars of community money has been invested in these showcase CTE centers, right? But, and I've listened to the vision of the people that help shape what these end up looking like. So what it becomes, what I don't hear as much, and maybe it's there and I haven't asked the right questions, is what's the mindset that's being developed around our program? Not just what does it look like, all the fancy equipment and the setups, like you said, to make them as authentic as possible, but really what is the mindset that is pervasive throughout that entire program, that entire building? Is this something that you talk with people about, or do you get involved in that conversation at all?
Yeah, as often as we can, we want to be. We want to be at that table, so to speak. We want to be at that level of the conversation. And thankfully, there have been scenarios and situations where we are a part of that conversation. Sometimes we're brought in after a school decides we're going to have such and such a lab, and they know that we have that equipment, and they say, we want this equipment. Can we get it from you guys? And you know, we say yes. you know, that's at the end of the day, that's we got five kids. That's how they eat, and they eat a lot. But yeah, so that's important, and we do that. But as often as possible and as unoffensive as possible, we stop if we can and say, share with us, what's kind of the vision of this? What are you wanting to do? Would you be open to this suggestion? The good thing is the equipment that we sell, most of the manufacturers we represent in the training systems that we represent, they do have that foundational piece and that troubleshooting. Not all of them do, but many of them do. And so we're able to, you know, be able to bring that into the conversation and know that the solution we're providing is providing a solution, like I said, that's going to give a taste of what industry would be doing, but really get into the why they're doing it and the troubleshooting aspect of it.
I love that. As I hear you talk about that, I'm thinking about the human intelligence, right? Building those human intelligence skills and infusing the humanity into the workplace, right? Especially in the age of AI. And with the rapid growing, ever-changing AI environment and landscape. So would you speak to that a little bit, your thoughts around that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's something that, you know, here in the news, we see in movies, we hear talked about all the time, right? AI.
Right.
And many people, myself included, only understand a little bit about it, right? I've done an extensive amount of research, but even then I only understand a little bit about it. But from what I know and what I can see, I think there's a fear around AI. Some of it founded, much of it is because it's new and we don't like what's new. But I think you definitely, you mentioned something that I think is the key, and that's recognizing, okay, what is AI? How can it be used? Really, it's a tool. What is a human, and what makes somebody human, and what are the human aspects, and how are those things similar? And then how are those things different? And I think what I've seen with AI is I think the careers and the jobs that are depending on more human skills and the more human aspects are the ones that are going to be around, I think, for the foreseeable future. The ones that when you put them next to each other, you say, well, I don't know how this job is something that an AI tool couldn't do very well, maybe better than this human. I think those are the jobs that you're going to see begin to be, you know, automated and begin to be replaced with AI. So back to what you said, I think the human skills, that's what we want to focus on. Yep. That's what we want to teach. That's where I think the future is.
Yeah. It makes me think of a conversation I had with a friend that works with a lot of school district leaders. And one of the things he shared was that there's a sense of overwhelm, almost a sense of paralysis around where to go with this whole AI thing. You know, don't we first have to come up with guidelines and procedures and policies before we start implementing anything when it's changing by the moment? So that's going to be difficult to do. So where do we go? And so as a result, they're just stalled. Don't know where to go. So what do you say to them?
First of all, I say I hear you. I can relate. I can understand. You know, yeah. I can't imagine being a teacher today with, you know, all that's going on as far as, you know, the resources, the tools. I've talked to many friends that are educators. They love this year not having the cell phone. So having the cell phone ban in the classroom, that's great. Congratulations, yeah. Texas and the states that have done that. We want to keep that going. But I would say to that instructor, okay, I understand. However, I think that's always been the fear. Anytime new technology has come out is what's new. You know, we don't want to teach it until we understand it. One of the dangers with that is I think there's a speed of change. You only have these students for so long. You're right. Trying to prepare these students for current and as much as possible future.
Right.
Well, we know that currently industries are using AI tools.
Right.
So if we're not teaching it in the classroom, where are they going to learn it?
Right.
What are they going to learn? And so I think it's important for us to teach something. Yes, we want to be, you know, evolving. We want to be as much as possible building guidelines around it, but we don't want to avoid teaching anything with AI because we don't yet know what to teach. I think we need to start introducing it. And I would just say too, I think around that with the idea of AI in the classroom, I think we want to be looking at it as a tool and then recognize, okay, industries are using it. So maybe bring in some industry advisors that,
I love that.
Say, hey, we're using these tools in this way.
Yes.
So then you can say how we're teaching it in the classroom is in some way there's guidelines. It's how local industry is using those AI tools. And so I'm teaching, and that will change as it changes in industry, and we'll change it in the classroom. But at least I'm preparing them to use these tools in a similar way to what they're being used in industry.
I mean, what a great concept to bring people into your educational institution organization from industry, which your school district is feeding, or at least in part, and to work collaboratively.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I love the idea of that. And I love the idea of that going down as far down in the grade levels as possible. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a former elementary principal, and I used to go to district-wide meetings about building better career awareness, even back in the dark ages when I was a principal. And I remember thinking, we need to start in kindergarten and pre-K, starting to create a vision for kids of what the variety of career options might be. Now, they're probably going to change by the time they're a senior in high school, as rapidly as things are changing. But we've got to expose them. Don't wait till high school to start that career exposure. Well, speaking of the range from kindergarten all the way through to high school, you got some kids there. You got a whole brood. So you've got, what are the ages again?
So we have 5 kids, and they range from 17 all the way down to 5 years old.
So you got it all represented. Yeah. Every level, every age and developmental stage and all of that. So what's your hope for your kids?
Oh, wow. I've got a lot of hopes for my kids. You know, I hope that they are more successful and not just, I don't just mean financial, I mean just more fulfilled. And I hope they have when they look at their lives, I hope that they say, man, my life was more successful than dad's. You know, I'm careful in the way they say that, but you know, I hope they're better than I, you know, I hope they learn more. I hope they do better than me. And, you know, I hope, obviously I want the best for them career wise. I want the best for them family wise, you know, joy in life, accomplishment, all of that. So
what can schools do to help with that?
That's a great question. Yeah. I think the schools, a lot of it is teaching these skills that a lot of people call them durable skills, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Teaching those durable skills is one way. I think schools, in my opinion, do best when they come alongside of parents. I know there's some scenarios where parents aren't involved, and unfortunately the school kind of has to take place of those parents. But in the ideal world, that school is coming alongside of parents, reinforcing, you know, the what the parents have taught, teaching, you know, the durable skills, and then also exposing the kids to the career opportunities that are out there. So I think if a school is doing well, and it, again, and personally taking it to my kids, I think showing my kids kind of what careers are out there, what are the opportunities, and preparing them for now and the future as best as possible.
You know, to connect some dots with you on that, you know, I work for NeuroPoints now, and we haven't talked too much about what that work is all about. But NeuroPoints are dots, they're points that are color-coded based on cognitive process, and they're just five. And they can, and we encourage them to be used in an integrated way. Mm. And then they're connected by these links that in turn creates a code, a neurocode that can serve as the prompt for AI to help support producing some type of output, maybe written output or whatever. But it ensures that the thinking is happening first. Those human skills are being utilized before using AI to assist and to support. And so one of the things that we have talked about is specific to the career and technical education arena, and that is maybe equipping students with the certification in this neurological coding system using NeuroPoints. Mm. And I was just curious, just kind of picking your brain, what are your thoughts about providing a very concrete visual system for students that are in career and technical education programs?
I think it's great. I mean, I think that's a great example of what I was saying earlier about the AI tool and not being afraid to use it. That's a great example of a tool that still keeps, or you're saying that the human skill, number one, mm-hmm. Still emphasizes the humanity, but then is an actual tool that for that person using it, if I understand it correctly, you know, gives that user more time. So they're not being replaced with AI, they're using the AI tool to save them time, similar to, you know, a calculator. Maybe I understand all of the mathematical concepts. Yeah. And I know if I have a big, you know, stack of paper and an abacus, okay, maybe I can do all of this.
Right.
Even the abacus, I guess, is a tool, but I can do all of this, you know, calculation, and an hour later I can have the answer. Or I know the formula, I know all of the pieces, I can type it into a calculator, hit enter, and I have my answer in, you know, a short amount of time. So in a similar way, you're getting that time back. You're not replacing the human understanding or skill. So I think that's great. And then I think the certification also is great because then it quantifies what the learning outcomes would be with that tool, why we would teach this tool, why we would use it. So I think it's great. I think it's a great idea.
I love that. As you're talking about using a calculator to work out a certain, you know, math process or problem, I was thinking that there's always a why, a problem that you're solving behind that, right? It's not just doing it to do it. There's an end that you're trying to achieve. And this is helping to facilitate the process of achieving that outcome, right? And if we can do it more quickly with tools that are available to us, why would we not, especially in a business setting,
right?
So, Aaron, we've touched on a lot of topics, the work that you're doing now, career and technical education in general, your family. Is there anything else about what you're just thinking that I didn't give you the opportunity to speak to?
I mean, it's been great. You know, I think your questions are great. I think there's a couple of things. One is just when it comes to CTE education.
Yeah.
I think, first of all, I think the teachers in general, I think, are heroes. I think what the work they're doing matters. So I would tell any teacher listening, I'd say thank you. Thank you for what you do.
Yeah.
Thank you for the work. It's difficult work. Unfortunately, it's not the best paying work out there. It's probably some of the hardest, worst paying work that's out there. So that's why I say heroes. And then in the CTE space, maybe even more, because now not only are you a teacher, you're doing all the hard work of teaching, getting all the great pay for teaching, You're also in a maybe unknown, you know, area, especially if we're talking about what we're talking about with manufacturing, robotics, automation. I mean, many people have no idea what it is.
Right.
So now you're teaching in something that's probably less popular, less hard to get support for because mm-hmm. people don't understand what it is. So first of all, say, I think we need more CTE education. We need more CTE educators teaching what industry needs, not mm-hmm. just what we think students will sign up for, unfortunately,
right?
But what industry needs. And then I would say, and this maybe, you know, if any Texas legislators are listening, I would just say, I think there's a way that, and I'd love to see it, that we can better pay and better incentivize great CTE instructors, mm-hmm. I mean, great educators. But I would just love to see, like, let's say it's CTE, mm-hmm. having some kind of performance bonus as those students get jobs in the industry. Mm-hmm. So not having your salary tied to that, but having bonus tied to, oh, I got, you know, I got 100% of my class that we went through robotics and automation today. They're employed in that field.
Right.
I get a bonus, you know, and just something to say that tying in what you're doing to yes. the outcome.
Yes.
Because sometimes you get lost in the details and it's hard to be a teacher. You've got all the political, and I don't mean Republican, yeah, Democrat, but all right. all the stuff,
yeah,
you know, being a teacher.
Yeah. The noise.
So, yeah, the noise. I'd love to see teachers get paid better. And that's just one idea that I think maybe could work in the CTE space. Can't solve all the teacher pay issues, but maybe with CTE, we could do something like that. So
I love it. Personal to me, our daughter, speaking of our kids, is a teacher.
Okay.
Not CTE,
yeah,
but a teacher. And she gets paid once a month, and the money only stretches so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is hard, mm-hmm. but I appreciate you being a champion for educators. Thank you. Especially CTE.
Yeah.
It's a great need.
It is a great, great folks to love. It's probably my favorite part of my job is getting to work with those great folks each and every day. So.
Awesome. Well, Aaron, thanks for being part of Just Thinking.
Kevin, thanks for having me. It's been a joy.
Awesome.